You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Welcome back to The Griot Daily. Of course, we're still honoring the best or the worst and whitest acts of 2022 with the White People Awards. Let's get back into it. Now, before we get to our last category, I want to, you know, acknowledge the people who also won awards in a ceremony held earlier, because, you know, we can't televise all of the, like, the technical awards, like the white person who had the most unseasoned dish, actually, that went to a black woman this year. It was Paula, you know, her chicken recipe from her mama. But, you know, instead of, like, televising all of these technical and less celebratory awards, we're just going to run through the people who won awards in a ceremony held earlier. The whitest thing that happened this year: the national screening of The Sprint by Josh Hawley during the January 6th insurrection. The crime of the year: Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis' government-sanctioned human trafficking cartel experiment. The word of the year: woke. Outrage of the year: people who were, like, pissing mad about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, but they're kind of cool with police brutality. The white fictional character of the year: Elon Musk's genius. The black fictional character of the year: the version of Martin Luther King who didn't believe America was a racist country. And finally, as we do every year, we select one special white people for their contributions over a span of time. And this year, we honor with our Lifetime Achievement Award, White Jesus. Let's look at some of Jesus' accomplishments throughout his life. Perhaps no one in the history of the world has contributed more to whiteness than the sandy-haired deity with rock-hard abs and blue eyes known as White Jesus. Not to be confused with Yeshua ben Yosef, the Caucasian Christ resume reflects the triumph of white peopling on the highest level. White Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph Christ on December 25th, 0000, in a Holiday Inn manger. While he was still in the barnyard maternity ward, three wise men traveled to Bethlehem to throw him a baby shower instead of giving him a gift certificate to Oshkosh. The ancient versions of Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Nick Saban showered White Jesus with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I have no idea what frankincense and myrrh is, but everybody knows what gold is. And this was the first documented evidence of white privilege. DNA tests would later show that White Jesus was actually the son of a real estate developer with a nice beard named God, who had just gentrified Earth more than 1,000 years earlier. Jesus attended a private school, and he interned at Joseph's tech startup. Carpentry was a very advanced industry in the early 00s. Then Jesus gained admission to one of Nazareth's most exclusive institutions of higher learning. But instead of graduating, White Jesus decided to go work for his real daddy, recruiting investors for a multi-level marketing corporation called White Christianity. Now, this Christianity was already in Africa, but White Christianity spread across Europe. And along with 12 salesmen who earned the title of disciples, Jesus preached the early version of the prosperity gospel now known as capitalism. For less than 10% of their income, Christians could eventually purchase a lifetime timeshare in a high-end development where the streets were paved with gold. And although Jesus was eventually killed by big government at the young age of 33, his make-believe legacy includes blessing Christopher Columbus's voyage to America, endowing white men with the exclusive rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, writing a constitution for a Christian nation without even mentioning Christianity in the whole thing, funding the human trafficking system that became America's most lucrative, constitutional, race-based, unpaid workforce, now known as slavery. Manifest Destiny, the macro gentrification initiative that included the genocide of Native Americans and the theft of their land. Jesus served as the justification for the Crusades, for white supremacy, for lynching, for separate but equal, and segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Jesus decided the gender of every human ever born, the fate of every vagina, and the validity of every sexual relationship. White Jesus is the first deity to be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award in White People Inc. because the actual Jesus was underqualified. I mean, everybody knows real Jesus wasn't white, but his ineligibility had nothing to do with his race or his ethnicity. When we looked into the life of the real Jesus, we found a transcript from a legal deposition of real Jesus spreading an unpatriotic, anti-American, woke message. And this is what he said. And then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, tempting him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto them, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." After reading this, Jesus was immediately disqualified from all future award consideration. White people would never believe in something like that. Thank you for coming to the 2022 White People Awards. We'll see you next year. Well, actually, we'll see you like on the next episode of the podcast. And as always, we'll leave you with a black saying. And today's black saying is, there's nothing certain in life but death, taxes, and white people wink. We'll see you next time on The Griot Daily.
If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegriot.com.
You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.